One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Whoa.
Hi.
Hi, nice sexy sigh that one.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
Didn't have the... Oh, fuck!
His shoulder gone again.
Shoulder's gone. Oh, remind me not to
that
reach...
That wasn't very sexy.
Remind me not to reach out towards your breasts, Andy.
Shall I just cover them up then?
Oh, that's quite a shock. They're drilled into the front of the shoulder.
Yeah.
So the repair worked fine.
Yeah.
But the entry point, you know... Whoa. So... Would you like me to offer you some names, Andy, and, like, crack on with business?
Go on, then.
First offering is Flo Patterson, right? It's like a sinewy American sprinter.
Yeah.
Maybe got a sponsorship deal with a powdered milk company, I don't know. Okay?
Sounds good.
This one, I mean, you're going to take this one coming up.
You reckon?
I know
right,
you are.
Bring it on.
Sirius Cockhopper. He's like a wizard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he goes cottaging.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I'll say the third one first.
Shan Fenetra, Chinese-French residential burglaries he does.
No.
He's got a hole in his heart. Does that help?
A little bit.
Okay, and finally, Paul Hardwood Williams.
Oh. Yeah,
works and lives in Swansea branch of Oak Furniture Land. Or you can have her on the hot dog.
I'm going to be Paul Hardwood Williams.
Nice.
Double barrel.
Yeah, because you
bit
look...
of sophistication.
No, it's not... The Hardwood is like nickname, like quote Hardwood.
Oh, right.
Paul Hardwood Williams.
Oh, because of the wood. Because of the oak furniture land.
Because he loves Hardwood.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'll be that other one then.
No, you're going to be Paul Hardwood.
Box.
I like... You watch those adverts with that dad.
Yeah.
You know, and the son.
Yeah.
In oak furniture land, and you think that's the dad I never had. That's the furniture I've never...
The lifestyle I dream of, crave.
Okay.
I've got some names for you.
All right.
Obviously, you can be Honky Tonk if you want to be.
Of course, I know
you
that.
You can be Tony Shit Farm.
Yeah.
You can be the Reverse Ike.
Okay.
John Peel Jr.
Okay.
Or Dick Legs.
Well, you know I'm tempted by Dick Legs. But but Honky Tonk this week.
With Honky Tonk.
Well, last week I was something like the sweetie. Yeah, so yeah. I'll be Honky Tonk.
All right,
so
that's okay with me.
Nice to see you.
Before we start, yesterday I saw a wasp and a rat. What did you see yesterday?
What did I see yesterday? What sticks out in my mind? I saw a log of wood.
Right.
I saw Robin.
Robin who?
No,
Robin Cousins.
Robin, I wish it had been. He owes me so much money, Robin Cousins.
Does he?
Yeah.
Pyramid scheme gone wrong.
Pyramid scheme?
Yeah.
How did you know that was actually pyramids?
What?
I bought a pyramid off him, yeah.
He bought an Egyptian pyramid?
Well, he said it was Egyptian.
Right. So you've paid him... You've been over, it's not actually there.
What I bought off him was a jetty.
Right.
I had a little lake. Not a fucking lake. I didn't have a lake. I had a pond.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be nice to have a jetty. And Robin Cousins does outdoor carpentry now.
Because he's arthritis now, isn't he? Because you can't do the figure skating anymore.
No, I can't do that anymore.
So he's in jetties.
So he does jetties. Well, the outdoor hardwood carpentry. But he never delivered it. And you won't believe me, but that's 14 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, and I've moved from the house now.
And he didn't get a refund. You're going to want interest on top of that as well.
Well, I'm not one for suing ice skaters.
Does he do decking?
Oh, he do. Exactly. That's where it started, with the craze on decking.
He got his number?
You don't want to deal with him. You don't want to deal with him. Can you help me with a very short song I'm working on?
Yes.
All I need you to do is go... Istanbul, right, and then I say a line, then you
right.
go, Istanbul.
Okay,
so I'm just working on it, help us out. Go.
Istanbul.
Online sex.
Istanbul.
Champagne flutes.
Istanbul.
Michael Jackson.
Istanbul.
Lamborghini.
Istanbul.
Wet look styling. And that's as far as I got.
Whoa.
Do you like it?
That's an Istanbul. It's Istanbul, isn't it?
I'm trying to be like, it's like a meant to be evocative song.
Is that a tourist board promotional film?
That would, it would work like that.
Yeah.
It would work like that. I was thinking of sending it to Simon Cowell for one of the talent things.
Yeah.
But I haven't really got the tune. But did you find it, you felt a little bit like you were in Istanbul at all?
I did. It was very evocative. I felt the smells and the heat.
Yeah. The online sex and Lamborghinis.
That's what you go to Istanbul for, isn't it? The online sex.
Okay.
Yesterday, speaking of promotional tools, I picked up a 7-inch single for Munro Shock Absorbers.
Really?
I think it was from the 70s or the 80s.
What, they released the song?
They put out a 7-inch single and it was sent out. This one had the stamp of the address of a car battery dealership in Sunderland that it must have been sent out to.
Yeah.
10 pence I got it for. Munro Shock Absorbers.
Yeah.
And it's a hell of a tune. I don't know what's our Eurovision representative this year, but this fucker is miles better than whatever it is.
Would you bring it along?
I'll try and drop it in at the end today because I've got a bit of it on my phone.
Is that good?
It is that good.
It's that good.
So
that
stick around for that, boys and girls.
Yeah, that sounds... I'll tell you what, you know, like Car Battery Shop or Clutch Centre, they've all gone now, haven't they? They've been eaten up by the conglomerates.
Do you want to say the K word? The KF word?
KFC?
No. Quickfit.
Yeah, all that area. You know,
they've took it off. Halfords do like car batteries for you now, don't they?
Yeah,
they'll put
fit
a bulb
in
for 20 quid.
I used to look fondly down the back street and see like clutch repairs, clutch centres and stuff. Mind you, they couldn't cope with these new... These cars don't have simple wire clutch. Anyway, we don't want to get into cars.
No, look, we do, but it's a different podcast altogether.
So my shoulder is still bad.
I wasn't going to ask, but you've told us now.
I know you're not going to ask, that's what I'm telling you.
Did you just pretend to do that at the beginning? Just
if I get it wrong, it really hurts.
If you get your shoulder wrong?
If I get it wrong, if I go for reach up... Like, I've got... this morning, I have... you know the cereal with the colourful bits? Is it Lucky Stars?
Lucky Charms?
Lucky Charms. Reaching up for that is such a slow process. So I get a little chair and I climb up on it, get me Lucky Charms.
Do you dress like the little leprechaun on the box?
I would do that if I felt so inclined first thing.
That's just
how
I imagined it. In my mind's eye, I imagined you climbing on a chair, dressed as a leprechaun, and get your Lucky Charms down.
I'll give you a chitty for your permission to imagine me like that. But you dragged me up here and I had a strange journey, And I'll tell you about it very quickly. So I set off with me big sports bag to come here. As you can see, I've got it here because I'm playing bum ball later,
yeah?
So I get when we come to the, I live in what's called an estate, Andy.
I know what an estate is.
Yeah, and there's gates at the end of it. There's no gates, but there's the two gate posts where there used to be gates.
All right.
So memories. I can imagine those gates can be anything.
Gate memories.
What I want them to be. Could be like Liberace ones. Or there could be, like a fort, solid. But anyway, there's a little old lady putting a reward, lost a little cat, little blue greyish cat, little fat cat with face a bit like yours, actually.
Thanks.
But unlike you, quite cute, distinctive blue collar as well. Lost Pepper, he called Pepper, reward. I'm really lonely without him.
Right.
Yeah. So I feel a bit sad, but you get on with your life, don't you? And I walked down, I had to post a letter, another picture she'd put up next to the postbox, Lost Pepper.
Yeah.
Miss him so much and that. Get at the bottom of the hill in the entrance to the station, another poster of Pepper.
Right.
It's weird. I don't know where it's weird. She's doing a good job. Get on the train. I get on the train and she's put one next to the rubbish bins.
On
the train. And I get out here at London Bridge. And they're all over the escalator, have lost Pepper. And she's not daft because it's commuter run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then I get in here, right?
Yeah.
I open up my sports bag with my bum ball equipment in it. Guess what's in there?
Pepper.
No, not at all. There's a packet of Boulabaisse seasoning mix, right? Isn't that weird? Because you don't need Boulabaisse mix for a bum ball.
Not really.
You might need some paprika.
Friday bum ball, though.
Friday bum ball, but a wife must have put it in there by mistake. So it was a weird journey, wasn't it?
That poster there in the corner, did you put that up when you came in?
What in place for me bum ball?
But underneath that one, the Pepper one.
Do you know the rules for bum ball? Have you ever played it?
I haven't, no.
It's like five-a-side, but netball netball court. Yeah. You use netball five a side. And there's five players on each side.
Okay.
And if you touch the bum of the person with the ball, they're out of the game. And then you end up with just two people left.
Right, a bum off.
I suppose you could go, but we don't call it a bum off in the bum ball world. But
that's a bit crude, isn't it?
So I'm having a game of that today.
Very nice. Can I do a little game of yes or no with you?
Yeah, I suppose you can.
All right, yes or no. Tubular Bells by Mike Oldfield.
Yes.
Tubular Bells 2 by Mike Oldfield.
No. Do I say yes or no?
You say yes or no, yeah. Yep. And then I score you at the end. Tubular Bells 3 by Mike Oldfield.
No.
A swab taken from one of the bodily cavities of Robert Mugabe.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good. 1 out of 4.
Yeah. Is he your favourite despot? Is it called despots?
At the moment, he is. It's the longevity, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got to admire that, really.
30 years in Zimbabwe?
At least, yeah.
One of the most beautiful countries on God's earth, you know.
Did you know that he's got a 54% share in the Glastonbury Festival?
You're kidding me, off?
Yeah.
Has he really?
They don't mention that. They try and play up the Greenpeace bit.
Yeah.
But Greenpeace have only got 12%. And the majority of it's Mugabe.
And then what's the others? Oil companies and
yeah.
Exxon and stuff
Fox
like
Hunters.
That.
Fox Hunters.
And sea life as well. Talking about Africa. You know, I told you last week about what happened with the snakes in South Africa.
You did, yeah.
Well, it reminded me of another thing. You want to hear about it?
I do.
So I was there for about a week. No, about 10 days. I was staying in a hotel just next to the big football stadium that they built. You know, it's a car park now.
Is it?
Car park, yeah.
Everyone needs car parks, so football stadiums are 10 a penny.
I know, but is that the legacy they really envisaged?
I'm not asked.
Actually, they do sales in there as well, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, that's good. Legacies are overrated, I think.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, everything's a legacy, even if it's destroyed.
Yeah.
There's a legacy, isn't there?
I mean, Pepper's a legacy now. Because Pepper's not coming back.
Oh, God, I hope she finds him. Him or her.
Get real.
Anyway, so I had a day off, so I drove down. Do you know South Africa? I was in Cape Town, but if you go down the bottom, you can go to the southernmost point of South Africa. I think it's called Cape of Good Hope?
Cape Cod?
Cape Cod, whatever.
Cape Crusader.
And it's, as you go down, it's all like shit all and that, you know?
Yeah.
There's like, there's all these built.
It's the legacy, isn't it? It's apartheid.
But it's a legacy, isn't it?
And not all legacies are good.
Anyway, so you go, and then you suddenly it goes back to like Dutch British influence, and right. Like it's beautiful beaches, seaside, and all that, all the way down.
Bit racist.
Bit what racist? Why?
I just felt racist. The way you said it goes back to the Dutch English influence, and everything's nice again.
Well,
I'm just saying, you might want us to cut that out later on.
And so there's a little place, and I can't remember whether it's called Penguin Beach or something makes me say it's called...
Let's just say it's Penguin Beach for the sake of advancing the story.
So I think I'll stop there. I'll get me a little meaty self down there and have a look at some... I've never seen a penguin. I'd love to see a penguin. Wouldn't you?
Edinburgh Zoo.
If I said there's a penguin out there in a box, do you
have
want
you not been to Edinburgh Zoo, the Penguin Parade?
A penguin in its natural environment. Tell me about the penguin parade. What happens?
Every afternoon, 1 o'clock, the penguins come out the penguin enclosure and the visitors line the sides of the path.
Yeah.
And the penguins go on a little parade in this little circular thing.
Yeah.
And one of them is the King of Norway. One of the penguins is the King of Norway, yeah.
Well, he actually holds that title.
He does, yeah. That's true.
Hmm?
It's not fake news, it's true.
So...
anyway,
I go down to parking and I park my car, right? And there's a little kiosk there for parking and there's some bloke with there. So I pay up and I go down and it's this beautiful little cove. Turn a corner amongst the rocks and sure enough, there's a penguin. There's a penguin.
Are you saying penguin?
Penguin. Penguin.
Right.
They call them Pufty. They call them Pufty.
Pufty.
And so I was taking a photo of it. And then I hear this voice, South African, say, "Get away from that fucking pufty!" Is that right? "Get away from that fucking pufty!" And it's the bloke from the key. You know the bloke?
I thought it might be.
Yeah. No, but honestly, he is. And he grabbed me and he took me up to the kiosk and he says, I'm sorry about the accent. I'm going to have to fine you, mate, for distressing the birds. Right? So I'm in there with him and he's fiddling about with like a shitty little invoice book or something like that. And then I'm like, what is the matter? I look out of the kiosk and there's a South African copper there, yeah? With his revolver.
Yeah.
I promise you, right? And he says, get out of the fucking kiosk! He's a fucking gangbanger! Right? So he wrestles the bloke to the floor and frog marches him to his car. Then he comes up to me, he says, no, I've got to not be Australian here. Lucky escape. Now that's Australian, isn't it?
Be Australian if you want, it's fine.
South Africa, lucky escape there, mate. This is his MOD. He hangs around blokes looking at the penguins and then he full-on rapes them. So I've only given you the bread and butter of it there. But life in South Africa's a bit like that.
Yeah.
You know what
I've
I mean?
I've never been, but I'll think twice about going now.
Oh, that's beautiful. Play. I love the Premiership football out there.
Well, who doesn't?
But Liverpool, Man United was on, and they've got a massive harbour there. It's just full of bars, very lively.
Yeah.
Sort of remain sort of place.
Oh, well, that's all right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I keep getting them mixed up, you know.
Remain
Leave and
Brexit.
Remain.
Well,
I don't know which one I voted for, actually.
Well, it's a remain place, you know, new building and money put in there,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Right, the future.
And it is, there is literally, I would say, between 500 and 1,000 people in every bar watching Liverpool Man United. They've got the kits on. Quite extraordinary.
I've got some Dragon's Den style ideas of
All right.
businesses.
You want
like to
run them
pitch
past me?
To you, try and fleece you out of some money if I possibly can.
Okay.
Well,
that's a bad start to your pitch, saying you're going to fleece me.
Was that a bit too honest, do you think?
But still, if the idea is solid.
Right. Well, the first one I've got is the portable backpack allotment.
Portable backpack allotment.
It's for people who are short of time and space.
Yeah.
But high on energy.
Yeah.
And it's like a backpack thing, and you can plant your seeds in it.
Yeah.
And what you do is you kind of walk at a stoop.
Right.
So that it keeps it flat, because obviously if you're walking with it as a backpack, yeah, all the stuff would fall out, the soil, yeah, the seeds, all of that would fall out. So you've got to walk stooped forwards.
Yeah.
But I've done some research, and it looks as though...
Oh, well, if you've done research.
Yeah, I have. It looks as though that can be good for your health and nutritionally, and well-being and the community.
I wonder if that... Can you think of an occupation that has to be stooped all the time? Someone who's involved with tunnels or laying pipes or something?
I think a tunnel walker.
The tunnel walker.
Tunnel walkers. Yeah, sewage.
Well, Andy, I quite like your idea.
It's not fully formed.
Why could it not just have a big opening and you don't have to stoop?
A big opening?
You know, the top of it's open.
Right.
And it's got straps.
You get a bigger surface area when it's stooped because it covers... Imagine a backpack that you'd wear on your back.
Yeah.
The surface area of the front of the backpack.
Right. All I'm saying
Whereas if it was just like, you know, the top bit, a couple of plants coming out the top, that wouldn't be as productive.
I don't know.
As fun.
I think if you, like, do you know those sort of bins that always make me laugh so much because they're just like dustbins, but they have them in offices and living rooms and that. They look like a dustbin.
Oh, the old metal ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's such good fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
And if you got one of them, about 2 foot,
right,
yeah, straps on it,
yeah,
you could probably put 3 potatoes in, potato plants
but
in there, and you'd
again,
get a crop
I'm,
of...
I'm seeing the surface area you've got for
I'm out.
Crops.
I'm out.
Oh. All right, I've got a couple of others. Christmas tree cage fighting experience, dear.
Tell me more.
You know, the octagon where they do the cage
yep.
fighting. You can basically go somewhere, an industrial unit on the edge of town.
Yeah.
You get in the octagon with a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And you just kick the shit out of it for 10 minutes.
So you fight the Christmas
tree. You fight
tree.
The Christmas
I'm
tree.
Out. I'm
it's,
out.
Well, hang on, it's good for recycling Christmas trees. Very
yeah.
big in January. Recycling the community well-being.
Yeah. I'm worried that it's just such a seasonal product.
A lot of aggression these days.
I'm sorry, no, I'm out.
Right.
I value that company at one puffy tod.
Right, next one. You know Tinder?
Is that where you look for a company?
Yeah, they're like that, but for people with nosebleeds.
So I want to find out if someone nearby has got a nosebleed.
Yeah, if you've got a nosebleed and someone nearby has, if you suffer from chronic nosebleeds, you know, you want to be around your own kind, don't you?
Okay, and then you just mutually support each other.
Yeah.
I just wonder if it's open to abuse, people using it who haven't really got a nosebleed.
What, to try and get online sex?
Well, to try and get some online nosebleed action. I don't suppose it's going to necessarily lead to sex. Put that as a maybe, yeah.
And then I've just got a self-help programme, which I'm calling Shitting for Victory.
Okay.
That's all I've got.
You can put me down as, like, a supporter of it.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Like a crowdfund thing, I'll put you down as an associate director. I'll put you as a director of the business, yeah?
No, don't put...
I'll get you to sign something at the end of this.
All right, Andy, yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Steve McLaren update, interested?
Yes, please.
It's a really quick one, I promise. You remember we last left him in a hotel with the fat lass?
Yep.
Yeah, badly injured in the box edge.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do. Honest, I do.
A month on, Steve and Casper the Snake have moved into a new apartment in Derby. Derby. Yeah? Secret location, I know where it is. I can't say where it is behind John Lewis's. Pass it on. And so Big Lass, he's in a secret place so the Big Lass doesn't come knocking. You know, Steven! Don't want any of that. So, of course, a new home and a new club means new carpets.
Obviously.
So, and Steve McLaren loves carpets and carpeting. So the first weeks of January, him and Casper were going from carpet shop to carpet shop, getting samples, asking carpet questions. You know, just fucking living the carpet life dream, you know.
Like BG and the Bear. Remember that?
You've got the wad. You have any carpet you want. You know, you're not...
Soulmates and carpets.
Yeah. So they went into carpet, right? I call it carpet tick, yeah? Because it says carpet tick. And the manager recognises him. He says, "Hello, Mr. McLaren, a fellow carpet disciple, I do believe, if I'm not mistaken." He says, "No mistake, my dear fine lad. I'm a touch tight with everything beholden to the carpet. Oh, Mr. McLaren, I think a small sample of curtain ties drifted onto the front of your head there." "Don't be daft. That's me hair island, you Rodney Plonker. There once was a manager had an interesting idea to make a kitchen carpet using doormats from IKEA. He bought them individually not to give the game away, but before the job was finished, he sadly went insane and grew a hair island. A hair island." "Oh, I like it very much," says the carpet man. "I'm John Puffin, by the way. How can I help you?" "Well, listen, John, I've moved into a new apartment and it's a blank canvas. I want something with a thick, dense pile, soft and forgiving underfoot, suitable for areas of large traffic, probably in beige or oatmeal. You don't think your hall could..." You don't think your hall could take a pattern, maybe something a bit 70s retro on a polywool mix. "Polywool mix? What, do you think I am, a fucking anarchist? You'll be telling me to get laminate next, you buffoon. And just as he said that, he noticed that Casper, with his upper part of his body erect, was looking at the hardwood and laminate samples.
All right.
Casper, get away from there. I don't want you getting involved with hard flooring, right? Well, Casper turned his head, but then just turned straight back to the laminates and started to lap his tongue against a little sample of that piney one. Old pine, darker pine than the modern pine.
Yeah.
Casper, I won't tell you again. Come away. But Casper just held his ground, transfixed by the laminates and that.
All right.
All right, stay there, you plonker. See if I care. I've got carpet to order. You're not ruining my big day. So Steve looked at some beige samples, chose a nice hard-wearing, smooth wool pile. 10-year guarantee, Andy.
Mm.
You'd want that, wouldn't you, for hallway?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So he sat at Mr. Puffin's desk. You know, you have to do that bit where you sign fucking all this stuff. He's about to sign off on the deal. So how's it going at Derby, says Mr. Puffin. Oh, it's quick in and out job, says... What did I call it before?
Destroy an exit.
Destroy an exit job, you know. I'm just bloodsucking, really. But I will leave the stadium fully carpeted. Do you know, Mr. Puffin, it will have more carpet than the San Siro. That's always been a dream of mine. Suddenly, Casper's head appears over the side of the desk and his neck is swollen to about the size of a rugby ball. Yeah? And he's looking at the agreement, which isn't signed yet, for the carpet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah? Bang! He sends a swift pipe of spew into Mr. Puffin's face and then all over the keyboard and the paperwork.
Right.
Fresh spew all over. It's all ruined. Get out of carpet, Tick, shouts Mr. Puffin, and take that fucking disgusting snake with you. So they leave, and on the way home, Steve makes Casper sit in the back of the Octavia. Steve is furious. But, Andy, is that a little grin I see on Casper's face?
Yes.
Could well be.
Right.
He's scuppered the plans for car. I think what we're looking at here is start of a plan by Casper to get this new these new premises hardwood laminate flooring. Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm sensing.
Is that what you reckon?
Did you think that was a bit like Dog... Day afternoon with Al Pacino, but with Mr. Puffin playing the Al Pacino character.
No, I thought Dog Day Afternoon was quite tightly plotted and good film, really.
You didn't think much to that then?
No, I thought it meandered.
I suppose it did. I'm sorry. Well, there you go. That's what's been happening.
I've got a song.
Go on then.
It's about two unruly mangoes.
That's the fruit, the mango.
The mangoes. I'd like you to think of it in a kind of a calypso style.
Right, yo, don't, hey, be careful there. You know.
Oh, yeah. I've thought about it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Two large mangoes somehow come to life. Two large mangoes get into a fight. Rolling and punching and biting and gouging. Two large mangoes fueled by legal highs. Two large mangoes held in custody. Two large mangoes denied their liberty. Waiting to talk to the duty solicitor. Two large mangoes barred from Coventry. I went too far, didn't I, with the...
I'm going to clap it.
Thank you.
And it's one of those where I am a genuinely... I hope they're going to get out. I hope they're going to be all right. I hope there isn't a shitty legal aid solicitor who just says plead to it.
No, they'll be all right. The caution, at least, I reckon. Barred from Coventry, though.
So you kind of promised me you're going to be all right?
Yeah, whatever.
Have you ever noticed? Have you noticed? You've only got 1% battery left. Whenever you phone up Pearson's to order brass and wax, and they play a message saying you're on hold and you're ninth in the queue for brass and oil. Have you ever noticed?
Hey!
That?
No, you're not allowed to clap and
I like
do
it.
That bit.
Will you do something for me, Andy? Something I like to do. I'll do the first line of a song, like I'm on X Factor, yeah?
Yeah.
And then they always clap after the first line.
The recognition
they?
Clap.
So can I do that?
Go on then.
I was born... No, please, sorry. Fucking hell. When they do it after the first line.
Oh, sorry.
I was born by the river.
Hey!
Andy, wait till I finish the first line, please. It means a lot to me. I was born by the river...
in a little...
No, just clap, that's all I want. I was born by the river. Thank you. I felt it was really good. All right, Andy, it's time for Gangs of the EPL. Gangs of the EPL. So, not long after, I'm going back about 3 weeks. Oh. I'm in the Holiday Inn in Media City in Salford.
Has it got the swimming pool and the sauna?
No, I might have a sauna. I never make use of that stuff. But the Rotherham Holiday Inn.
Anyway, that's not important.
I'm in there. I've been filming 8 out of 10 cats in the studio, and it's right next to the studios.
You get a lot of you.
Media City. How much do you think you get for 8 out of 10 cats?
8 out of 10 quid.
No, I don't know why you said
quid.
That. You reckon you get 80 quid?
Yeah.
You reckon Jimmy Carr does it for 80
quid? No, he'll get more. But people like you will get 80. People who's on like a Pete Burns level of fame.
So what would...
Because you were what, like third guest, do you think, out of the... In order of importance?
I've sensed from the slot they put me on that I was just a guest.
Just there to make
So they're excited. Up. Oh, we got Greg Davies tonight.
He's good. I like Greg Davies.
Yeah, we've got Russell Howard. Oh, and I've got Bob Bomber and Sue Perkins as well. So, yeah. You know, it should be a good show. But how much do you think Jimmy Carr gets then?
If you're on 80, he'll be on $3,000.
$3,000? Yeah. Like, well, maybe you're right. Anyway, so you have a drink afterwards. I'm sat in the bar of the Holiday Inn. You get a lot of celebs in there late at night. It's got a late bar and it's got security on the door and what have you. And in the like booth, no, I'm not so much, there's no physical barrier, but in the next section, right, you've got Phil Jones, Mark Rashford, and Wade Rudy, yeah?
Right.
And Wade's, remember me telling you he's got his little robot?
Well, it got
Rudy
smashed
Cody.
Up, didn't it?
Yeah, he's prepared. It's the love of his life. Love of Colleen's life, to be honest with you. Do you know what I mean? And then like Manchester Lass comes up. To the three of them, I think, hey, up, I'll watch what happens here. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Keep me head down. And the lass says, how do Manchester people speak?
All right. You're right.
You're right.
Eccles cake.
All right. So she comes up, she says, hey, don't I recognise you? That's a bit scouse, isn't it? You work at the Butchers in Withenshaw, don't you? And Wade says, nah, I'm a superstar soccer player for Manchester United. Lasses, really? You don't look like one. Sure you don't sell mints and neck end and that in Withenshaw? He says, no, my name's Wade Rooney. Wade Rooney, I'm in the centre forward. Listen. That wasn't bad. Listen. Mm. So he presses the remote on Rudy Toody.
Rudy Toody, yeah.
Yeah, and Rudy Toody says, Wade has scored over 250 goals in the Premier League and is paid a very high wage. He is prime football stock and famously has a face of potato. That's just fun, because Wade numbers are absolutely fine with that.
Self-deprecation.
Yeah, the lad says, wow, I'm impressed as so's your dozy mates. And Wade says, Phil Jones, Mark Rashford. So Phil says... Hello, love. Have you had a pleasant evening? We've had a right good laugh, messing around the back at shops, baiting a tethered Alsatian with our chips. It's so lovely to meet you. So she says she joins them and they're all getting on really nicely, yeah? Wind forward, Wade suddenly gets up. He says, would you like me to take you up to your room? I've got an iPhone so we could buy a new app or do some selfies. And then Phil says, hold your horses, young man. Maybe she would like me to accompany her to her room. Hey, sweetheart, I could tell you about how they make bread in factories. Or we could have a wash in the sink. Then suddenly Zlatan appears back from the toilet where he's been for about an hour. Tight black tracksuit and a fez on. Where have you been, says Wade.
Zlatan has been on the pot. Zlatan has been some time. Zlatan couldn't open cubicle door. Zlatan not know how. Zlatan take this lady to her room.
And he picks her up and gives her a great big hug. But suddenly she just screams out loud. She says, fuck's sake, you big-nosed bastard. You've ruptured one of me implants. Right? He's hugged her too hard, her implant.
Boom,
boom. And she runs off. So Zlatan hands Mark his fez... takes off his tracksuit bottoms and touches his toes with his nose. You know the routine. Now wipes Zlatan's arse. So they each take a wet wipe out of Zlatan's fez and begin working away at his anus. And that's how I left him.
You went to bed after that?
Well, I watched it for a little bit.
Just went and looked at something else on the other side of the room?
I went to look at something else.
Yeah.
I wondered if George Clark was there. No, he was. He was in one of the lifts. What amazing space this. Anyway, so yeah, that was me little stuff. Do you like monkfish?
No.
No?
No.
I think it's a really nice fish. What size telly have you got?
40 inch.
It's not a telly then. Well, I mean, it's not a.
I know it's not. I'm not happy with it.
So what are you looking at?
I'm on the dole though. You know, what am I supposed to do?
Well, what would you like? What's your dream telly?
I'm looking ideally at something 55 inch.
Right, because I would just like to chip in there. I've been living with a 55 inch for. Right. The last year I got a Samsung curved screen.
I know that, yeah.
And I want to just warn people away from this curved screen because of it. It's got a very glossy screen, terrible reflections. Mm-hmm. And secondly, it's not big enough.
A 55's not big
enough. It's not big enough, no. I think the thing that makes something a more cinematic, you know, immersive experience is when people's heads... no, on the screen, are bigger than human heads.
Right.
And on the standard... mid shot that you get of people, be it newsreaders or in movies, right, or whatever, yeah. A head on a 55 inch is more or less the same as a human head.
So it doesn't feel real.
I thought that would be a bonus. It'll feel like they're in your room. Look, it really is Marjorie Pearson or whatever. Yeah. But no, you need to go up. Please don't go less
what
than 65.
What do you
65.
Think, 70?
70, but please, by all means, 70, 80.
But I live in a fungalow and it's basically a rabbit hutch.
But how's the room as you're moving from your fungalow?
I'm looking into it.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm on the list.
Are you looking at house or another...
anything with a roof.
But you've got a roof now, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I don't want to drop down to something that hasn't got a roof. I don't want to live in a pen.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't put you in a pen, not with children. Have you ever been arrested?
Yeah, just once.
What for?
Underage drinking.
Underage drinking?
Yeah.
I got done for underage betting.
Did you?
Well, I didn't get done. I got the coppers took me home, you know.
Yeah. And did they actually read you your rights?
I don't think so. I think in those days, you know, like go back in, you know, Brexit Britain, as it were, those days, they like took you by your ear, give you a slap and told you not to do it again.
Was there something else?
I was arrested for kicking the front, the windows out in a laundrette in Brighton, that was.
Right.
So anyway, yeah.
Anything else you'd like to confess to at this time?
Any other arrests?
Yeah.
I
get the feeling there's more.
Well, maybe I'll tell you about some of my arrests next week because we're up against time, aren't we?
Questions from your blood relatives. I've just got one this week. Are you a crab?
I don't
think they've really tried very hard with that one.
That's a ridiculous question.
I'm just passing on. Don't shoot the messenger.
Well, I hope you'll edit that out of the show.
No.
Wife's questions. Are you dating at the moment?
No.
If you were dating, would it be male or female?
Female, I'll say.
It's Valentine's Day is coming up. I can see why she's asked this. Well, it's Valentine's Day coming up.
Is it?
If you were dating, where would you take your date for Valentine's night?
B&Q.
Oh, fuck. You wouldn't take a B&Q.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't go to a restaurant. I wouldn't pay restaurant prices on Valentine's night.
Oh, you mean the cafe and... B&Q.
No, just around B&Q, just for a bit of a browse. The kind of thing that can bring two people together.
Where do you sniffle around trying to get a lass, like on building sites and stuff?
B&Q.
Oh, God. All right, well, I'm finished then. I'm sorry.
About it.
You wouldn't take a lass. No, I know your type. You're worried. You're laughing at me, Pen, now.
I am, yeah.
You're worried that there is no lass out there that would consider you a catch. Yeah,
so I think it's been established.
So you'd overcompensate, and you're the sort of bloke who take them to like Ravioli's Italian restaurant or something.
No,
and pretend that like I'm, you know, like I know it's not much to look at, but I could enhance your life.
But you do that in B&Q, you take them to the fitted bathrooms and the paint mixing bit, and say this could be your future.
That's for the Valentine night treat.
Yeah, because it's open till 9, isn't it, B&Q?
Well, is that bedtime when you're dating?
She's lucky.
You should be on fucking Undateables, you. Honestly. I've got a final song, which I'd like to... It's a ballad. Yeah, it's powerful.
Is it a Scottish one? Is it like
no, it's
the
not.
Ones you did the last 2 weeks?
No, it's more...
that were the same.
Well, were they the same? Exactly the same?
I think so. They felt the same.
Yeah. That's why I haven't done one, because I was hurt by that comment.
Good.
So this song's more like... it's like commercial ballad.
Right.
Something that might be played at an event... Like a inspirational event or something.
Right, a Christian evangelical.
I wasn't thinking Christian, I was thinking more motivational.
Agnostic.
Like, yeah, it's an agnostic ballad. And I haven't got a tune yet, so bear with me. Mel Gibson, with his powerful arms, lifting up the back of a Volvo estate. Bernard Cumberbatch, with his piercing eyes, cutting through steel like a laser beam. Brad Pitt, yeah, with his powerful anus, straddling the world, feeding all the boys and girls. Idris Elba, with his powerful chest, winning a race with a kestrel on its shoulder. They are powerful men. They are powerful people with powerful vehicles and powerful friends such as eagles. And every single night and single day, you need to listen to what the powerful actors say.
Wow. That was something else.
Yeah.
That was motivational, yeah. Now I'm going to listen to the actors from now on.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'll see you next time.
If you're still listening to this after the theme music at the end, I'll try and drop in a bit of the Munro Shock Absorber 7-inch single. Bye-bye.
Night-night.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.